line this time. The Biden administration calls the charges against Mayorkas baseless and impeachment a political stunt.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. A U.S. Rear Admiral on board a U.S. ship positioned in the southern Red Sea says the U.S. allied airstrikes on Iranian-backed Houthi operations in Yemen have reduced the capabilities to carry out more attacks, but says the militants are working to change tactics. A major storm in the northeast finally moving out to the Atlantic. That fast-moving system dumped up to a foot of snow or more in some areas of New York and New England and led to nearly 1,200 flight cancellations today. This is ABC News. Just in time for Valentine's Day, some drivers for Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash are expected to go on a day-long strike. And new words and phrases develop in the English language. Dictionaries have to constantly update. Today, Dictionary.com added over 300 new words.
Do you know what girl dinner means? It's an attractively presented collection of snacks. How about bussin'? That means great and wonderful, like their fries are okay, but their burgers are bussin'. Dictionary.com has updated its database of words as culture evolves. There are 1,700 new entries. 327 of them are totally new words. So to be in the know, you should probably also know range anxiety, shacket, and keto flu. Alex Stone, ABC News.
From the new to the old, cassette tapes making a comeback in Japan. Industry executives say the tapes are becoming more popular, especially among people in their 20s and 30s, possibly signaling a resurgence of compact analog recording media. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
A low of 25 tonight with a few clouds, light southeasterly winds. Partly to mostly cloudy and warmer Wednesday and 44. Rain and snow developing by late evening Wednesday night, becoming all snow overnight and 2 to 3 inches of snow expected, a low of 28. Breezy with partial clearing Thursday and a high of 34, a high of just 27 Friday with small accumulations of snow possible, Saturday a high of 23.
Some things without each other just wouldn't be the same. Like a dirt road needs two lovers looking for a backseat hideaway. Like a Sunday needs a sermon, a weekend needs a Friday night. They just go together, fit just right. You go good with a long stretch of southbound shooting me looks from the shotgun seat. You go good with a pretty little beach town rocking the Springsteen spring break beat. Good with the moonlight shining like a spotlight making it clear to see. Yeah, you go good with me. Stop looking, you're a little more looking good. You're sweet as honeysuckle, I'm rough as barbed wire fence. But you make no chance in hell, make perfect sense. You go good with a long stretch of southbound shooting me looks from the shotgun seat. You go good with a pretty little beach town rocking the Springsteen spring break beat. Good with the moonlight shining like a spotlight making it clear to see. Sweet kiss, you go good in these arms of mine, and I'm good as gone forever, every time. You go good with a long stretch of southbound shooting me looks from the shotgun seat. You look good with a pretty little beach town rocking the Springsteen spring break beat. Good with the moonlight shining like a spotlight making it clear to see.
evening. It's time for high school sports on WRCO. Tonight, our featured broadcast as the Richland Center Hornets at home against Schulzburg in area girls basketball. It's a non-conference game coming up. We're a week away from the WIAA Girls Tournament Openers. So the last week of the regular season, and we're pleased to bring you a game coming up tonight following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show on WRCO Radio Sports.
Winter is the season at Vitesnik Power Sports for snowmobiles and boat shows. Beat the crowds and the admission at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Come see the great deals from brands like Tracker, SunTracker, Ranger, Regency, Nitro, Tahoe, Triton, and Sea-Doo. Our clearance models won't last long. Join us at Vitesnik's in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
There is team sectional wrestling tonight at River Valley. Prairie du Chien is wrestling Belleville, Monticello, New Glarus, and Lodi is taking on GET, Melrose, Mindoro. The winners will meet later on tonight for the right to go to Team State. And in Division III wrestling tonight at Fenimore High School, Aquinas is taking on Iowa Grand Highland, and Fenimore is wrestling Royal Waniwak Center. The winner of Match 1 takes on the winner of Match 2 later on this evening. Now the basketball schedule in boys: Cashton at Westby, Lodi at Wisconsin Dells, Mauston at Viroqua, Royal at Brookwood, Baraboo at Sauk Prairie, DeSoto at Seneca, Ithaca at Kickapoo, Lafarge at Waseca Steuben, Weston visits North Crawford, Cassville at Potosi, Dodgeville is at Blackhawk, Iowa Grant at Cuba City, Lancaster at Highland, Mineral Point visits Fenimore, and Riverdale is at Boscobel, Southwestern at Darlington. In girls basketball, Cuba City at Prairie du Chien, Mineral Point at Dodgeville, Argyle-Pecatonica at Lancaster, Viroqua travels to Lafarge, Reedsburg at Mauston. In the Scenic Bluffs, New Lisbon at Hillsboro, Royal hosts Cashton, Nisida is at Waniwak Center. And coming up on the radio tonight, Schulzburg at Richland Center, girls basketball.
Winter is here and it's cold outside. Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. To help you keep warm this winter, we have many different types of LP and kerosene heaters. We carry LP tanks from 1 pound up to the big 100 pound tanks. Also, if you already have a tank, stop in and we'd be more than happy to fill it for you. We also carry 2.5 gallon jugs of kerosene also. So please stop in to Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as usual, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
What's important to you and your family is very important to us, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. I'm Nick Hodge, a funeral service that truly celebrates and captures all the special aspects of a loved one's life, honors the whole family, and starts the journey of healing. It's why we make working closely with you a priority at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet, online at PrattFuneralService.com.
Eastside BP on Richland Center's Eastside is open every day to serve you with quality BP fuels and all kinds of delicious food and snacks. Hours 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Pick up milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and other everyday items you need all in one stop. And keep your vehicle clean with a touch-free automatic car wash at Eastside BP Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center proudly presents the trumpet stylings of Larry Ferguson. If that music is driving you to drink, make sure your pump and well are working so you always have the water you need to drink. You can trust Advanced Pump and Well Solutions to make sure your pump and well are working right, or to get it working if it's not. Call 608-649-4488.
Alec Adza joins us on WRCO Radio. Alec, as you look at this week, hard to believe we're a week away from the opening of the tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. And we have a week full of games, 4 total games for this week, and then our playoff game next Tuesday. So, yeah, it's crazy. It's already the end of the season.
You're looking at the tournament brackets now. You know, that's all been unveiled and everything, and looking at it, playing another conference team in Dodgeville. What were your thoughts on where you went?
I mean, I kind of expected us to play. I was hoping we'd play one of our conference foes again. just to have another shot at them. Dodgeville is a very, very talented team. And so we will, you know, we're going to try a little different approach to them in the third game up against them. But we're excited to play back in their awesome facility. That was last week was my first time in that there, and it's an incredible gym to play in.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you would have rather have played somebody, you know, an hour away you've never seen before, or if you'd rather have that familiar opponent.
I think with the team being so young this year, it's good to have a familiar opponent. So they know what we're up against, and we can kind of hopefully craft something together that competes hard with Dodgeville.
Coming off a loss at Viroqua, and what happened in the game last night?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was pretty evenly matched, like the first 8 minutes, and Viroqua went on a run and was up by like 10, and then we went on an actual run where we got within two, and then they kind of went on another run, and we just couldn't catch up from there. But the biggest thing with the game last night was just our offense again struggled to get some points on the board. But I will say we did take the most shots we have ever in a game, so that was a positive thing. Definitely some really good positive things we saw last night. Viroqua, you know, they beat River Valley. They're getting better each year. So I thought they played a very good game. They also shot the ball good. But we had a few players that also had good games that had been struggling a bit the past couple weeks. Like Addie Board, she really stepped up and on the offensive end and was being more aggressive. So we just need that to keep going tonight and the rest of the week, just get the girls more aggressive on offense.
From what I've watched from the Hornets this year and your team, Alec, you can't accuse any of your players of being ball hogs, can you?
Not at all. It's crazy to me. But, yeah, we have to tell them to shoot the ball rather than pass, which is a crazy concept to me. But we're getting – the freshmen are getting more comfortable. The juniors are getting more comfortable. You know, my team hasn't had a lot of varsity experience prior to this year. So it's building their confidence up and, you know, getting them to know it's okay to shoot. Like, in order to win a game, we have to be able to shoot and then rebound. If it doesn't go in, you got to crash the boards hard. So, yeah.
No doubt. We'll have more from Alec coming up here in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today. Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
Alec Edson is our guest on WRCO. Alec, looking at tonight, do you know a lot about Schulzberg coming in here to the high school?
A little. They're a very scrappy team. I watched some film on them last night of a couple different games. They play a zone on defense, and offensively they're pretty well-rounded, so we'll have our hands full, but I think we can be in the game. They're a very beatable team, but it just depends on what team for Richland Center shows up tonight.
Most definitely, and I think that this point in the season, I think that the kids on your team really have to deserve a lot of credit because, you know, they're hanging in there, they're coming up there, they're playing hard to the final buzzer, and I guess as a coach, that's all you can ask, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. It's been a tough season, but the good thing is we'll have everyone back next year, so we can kind of continually improve like we have this whole year. Just we haven't seen it in the win-loss column, unfortunately. But as long as we keep progressing, I'm happy, and I'm sure they'll be happy if we can get a W. So I definitely appreciate everyone hanging in there. I know I've been a player in their boat too, and it can be kind of hard at times, but I'm very appreciative of everyone hanging in there.
That family unit and fun unit, looks like they're still kind of believing in that too, aren't they?
Yeah, this group of girls, they definitely get along super duper well on and off the court. So that is a strength of ours too. They definitely bond well together. So it'll help them, I think, grow as a team going forward.
Excellent. Thanks for talking with us, Alec, and we'll see you tonight.
Thank you, Phil.
Alec Adza joining us on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's broadcast, Local Sports on the Radio. Girls basketball featuring the host, Hornets, coming in with a record of 0-21, and Schulzberg at 7-15. When we last saw Schulzberg on the broadcast schedule, it was a year ago, and they were losing on their home court to Ithaca in the WIAA girls basketball tournament at Schulzberg. Now, they graduated some of the players from that team. Several are back. They have gone 5-4 in the Six Rivers West. And overall, some games they'd like to have back for Coach Nathan Russell, who's a veteran coach there at Schulzberg. We've run across him a few times over the years. Brings in a club that is led by Camden Russell, who averages just over 13 a game. Taylor Russell averages around 8, and Olivia Brown just over 7. Taylor Russell averaging 9.6 rebounds a game. Courtney Tin is also at 6.2, and Olivia Brown leading assist at 3.5 per contest. On the other side, for Richland Center, some of the same leaders throughout the year. Chloe Darling averaging around 7 a ball game. Carly Meaden around 6, and Ella Weiss averaging around 5 points per ball game. The earlier game, the JV saw Schulzberg get the win 36-17 over the host Hornets. Varsity action is right around the bend. This is high school girls basketball coverage from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Buying a new home, selling, refinancing? You're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at titleworks-rc.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
Find the inspiration that matches your style and give your home's entrance a new look from All American Do It Center. A stylish new ThermaTrue front entry door can increase your home's curb appeal and perceived value by 4.2% on average. Front entry single or double doors or with side lights come in a variety of colors from ThermaTrue, plus utility doors to match. Consult the building materials team at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO. Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Just ahead of girls' basketball action tonight here on Richland Center's home court, getting down to the final games of the season. The game tonight, after having played Viroqua last night, busy game, busy season for the Hornets. And after tonight's game, they will be hosting Platteville on Thursday. They also have a non-conference game with the Weston JV coming up on Friday night. And then the Hornets will begin the WIA regional play 1 week from tonight, as they play at Dodgeville. Schulzberg's first game in the tournament will be at Blackhawk coming up next Tuesday. Right now from Richland Center High School, our national anthem time. Their national anthem here at Richland Center High School. The Hornets will be coming out to be introduced to the floor. It was Maddie Muller, I believe, singing the national anthem tonight. The Hornets and Miners will be introduced for the folks that have gathered here, and we'll share those starters with you here. As first of all, for the Richland Center Hornets, the hosts here tonight, freshman number 5, Ella Weiss. Number 10 is Addie Board. She is a freshman. Kylie Burns, a senior. And wearing number 9. Also, Chloe Darling is a junior and wearing number 15. And Jory Schultz, number 20 for Richland Center. We'll see Carly Meaden, a junior, number 23. On the other side for Schulzberg's Miners, starting out here, number 2 is Camden Russell. Also, number 3 is Olivia Brown. Taylor Russell, number 4 for the Miners. And also starting tonight, Stella Spillane, number 11. And starting tonight is Jesse Ray, number 20. Those are the Miners, and those are the Hornets. Tip-off time coming up right around the bend. And WRCO FM in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
Need the perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself or someone you love? Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet for the best deals on some beautiful furniture, now through February 17th. New to our store, the Hoover Heavy Duty Firm Mattress is now 30% off, 20-year non-prorated warranty, and the perfect addition to your room. Take an additional 20% off all sheets, covers, pillows, and more. Only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
Tip is controlled by Richland Center. We're underway. Immediately they go to Ello Ice down low, and it's taken away. And Schulzberg coming the other way now. Spillan into the front court. Stops near side. Fires it off to the right side. That's Russell. Camden gives it back to the near side. And the Miners working around. Hornets dropping back into what appears to be a 1-3-1 defense. Bounce feed down low. Turning in for the low post. Nothing. Spillan kicks it out. Three on the way, Schulzberg rims off for Russell. And the Hornets get the rebound in the corner. They are trapped, and they'll bring it out now on the outside feed for Carly Meaden. Meaden walks it across the half-court line, and 10 seconds call. Hornets get called on a 10 seconds, which kind of shocks him a little bit here. It was the rebound in the corner, and then I guess the 10-second start would be there. And everyone, including the poor old announcer, kind of fooled on that one. But 10 seconds call, and it brings it back to Schulzberg. Ball comes in to Brown. Brown entry pass now for Russell down to the corner. They kick it around. Three on the way again. And that one goes for Camden Russell. Same spot she tried one moments ago. This one goes, and Schulzberg is up 3-0. Across the timeline, the Hornets work it. Now the ball goes left side. It's caught there. And around the horn it goes. Martin brings it back to Meaden. Near side Meaden. Bounce feed Darling. Turns in. Nothing. Throws it right side. Burns. Knocked away. And now picked up again by Darling. Right side. There's Martin for a three. On the way and won't walk in. And the rebound by Schulzberg. Taylor Russell with a rebound. And the Miners take it across the half court line. Left side now to Brown. Brown going back door. It's caught there by Spillan. Shot from the baseline, no good. Miners rebound. They kick it out. Three on the way. That one won't stay. Rims out long. Comes out to Russell on the wing. They'll throw it inside. The ball is lost, but a foul called on the floor against the Hornets. So the foul will be marked off. Foul is on number 30 for Richland Center. That would be Ava Martin. And Schulzberg will put it in play. Brown rips it into the middle. There is a shot in the lane, and that is good for number 4, Taylor Russell. That'll make it 5-0. Schulzberg, no pressure in the backcourt. Meaden takes it across the timeline. Lobs for Martin on the left wing. Across the timeline. Oh, picked off there by the Schulzberg Miners at midcourt. They go down for a layup try. On the way, no good for Brown, and out of bounds. It'll belong to Schulzberg on the baseline. Unbelievable how fast the season has gone. WIA tournament, state wrestling just a week away. Here's a three try off the inbound. That is good for Camden Russell. She's got two of those tonight, and it is 8-0 Schulzberg. Two threes. She missed one, then she's made the next two in that same exact spot. Ball goes right side for the Hornets. Burns with a 15-footer off the backboard, off the rim, and then rebounded by Schulzberg. The Miners not allowing the Hornets a quick look at a putback. Ball goes left side to Brown. Penetrates a bit, goes to the lane. Ball is stripped, and a foul called. Two-shot foul coming up for the Schulzberg Miners. Foul is marked on number 23, Carly Meaden. That's her first. Hornets in a tough situation this year, but they, again, great attitudes, and they've had a chance to be in some games and compete in some games. They've had some disappointments, obviously, and right now they're just looking at it as an opportunity to grow, and a lot of the girls looking at committing to next year. Two free throws are good by Olivia Brown, and that makes it a 10-0 lead for Schulzberg. Hornets back into the offense, facing a zone defense. Chloe Darling at the free throw line, dribbles a bit, drives, nothing there, tries to kick it to the wing. Schulzberg touched it last, it's out of bounds. It'll belong now to the Hornets on the sideline, right near the Lady Miner bench. Schulzberg, a pretty good journey to get here, that's for sure. Pass comes in play. Carly Meaden back to Chloe Darling. Darling drives in the lane, throws to the corner, three-pointer on the way for the Hornets. Good! Oh, her foot was on the line, but it's good for Kylie Burns. So a two-pointer, Richland Center scores. It is 10-2. Schulzberg across the timeline. Brown, right side, now left to Russell. Inside, nothing for Russell. Taylor kicks it back out. Throw low. It is in and out of the hands of Schulzberg and out of bounds. Mr. Chris Clerken, crowd control man tonight, makes a nice play. That might be the most effort he has to make tonight. I think the crowd is fairly well behaved. Ball comes in play, taken out by Darling. Now they kick it out. Three on the way. Hornets from this side. No good for Burns. Put back block. Weiss is put back blocked by the Miners. They're going to home run it the other way on the baseline. Haley Durst kicks it out. Now pass back inside. And scoring is Taylor Russell. That makes it a 12-2 game. Timeout, Richland Center. High school girls basketball coming your way courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. 12-2 Schulzberg. 14-20 remaining first half here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. Phil Nee with you on this, our Tuesday night get-together with girls basketball. Hornets bring it in out of the timeout. Darling open, 16-footer, won't go. Rebound Weiss. Ella put back up, no good. Rebound by Schulzberg. Stella Spillane with the rebound, and she'll take it across half court. Spillane drives, now fires into the middle. Russell on a drive is cut off, called for traveling. Good defense by Richland Center's Ella Weiss. And the Hornets will get it back here on the sidelines. I was on a team many, many years ago that went 0-for during the regular season and won the first round of the tournament. So anything is possible, that's for sure, as you get late in the season. Pass low, Weiss up with a shot, no good. Rebound pulled out by Schulzberg. They'll take it the other way. Brown drives lane and scores. Olivia Brown puts it in, and that makes it 14-2 Schulzberg. Pass comes across the timeline. Kylie Burns on the right wing. Top of the circle. Meaden. Darling just out from the wing. And catching it now is Addie Board. Board lobs back for Weiss. Near side, Meaden. Top of the circle. Weiss for three on the rim. No good. And a foul called on the rebound attempt. That'll be against Carly Meaden. That is her second foul. For the Hornets overall, a third. Schulzberg will put it in play without the benefit of any backcourt pressure. Coming up at halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We'll talk about wrestling this weekend, a conversation with Silas Coleman, Richland Center head wrestling coach. And the Miners throw it away. They were looking for the baseline and missed. It goes out of bounds, so a turnover there. Door certainly open for the Hornets to put a little run in. Got to get some offense going, and they're doing their best. We have Libby Ruland in off the bench, and Ella Weiss checks out. Addie Board is in for the Hornets. And here goes the pass to the right side. Kylie Burns looking, now lobs it over the far side. There's Darling for three. Got it. Chloe Darling nails a triple. It is 14-5. Schulzberg walking the basketball along the near side. Olivia Brown lobs it to the baseline. Overshot her person and out of bounds. Almost made it to the garbage can. Retrieved, and the Hornets will get it back. So again, a chance to get another basket closer. No pressure in the backcourt. And Carly Meaden walks it up for the Hornets across half court. Stops, goes to Darling on the left wing. Chloe with the ball. Back it goes to Meaden. Meaden, free throw line left. Darling again left open. She'll drive to the baseline. Is cut off. Backs off of the dribble. Throws it back to Meaden. Carly on a drive. Back to Chloe. Chloe, Carly, top of the wheel. Kylie Burns. Right side, Addie board. Addie holds it. Throws it back to Libby Rulin. Again, around the arc for Richland Center right now. Hornets looking inside. Rulin catches it on the right wing. Throws a pass, and it's going to be in and out against Burns. She was not expecting it. The ball goes out of bounds, and it'll come back to Schulzberg right at the miners' bench. Coming in is number 30, Ava Martin, and Carly Meaden gets her first break for the Richland Center girls. Miners basketball, Olivia Brown in the backcourt will run it across the timeline. Throws it left side to Russell. Russell lobs for Brown. Brown on the right side, nothing, bounces it in. Now a throw to the corner, deflected by the Hornets, and out of bounds. That will come back to the Miners. Schulzberg will open tournament play at Blackhawk. Schulzberg is a number 10 seed in Division 5 action. Here's a quick inbound pass, three from the corner by Russell, no good. Put back by Spillan, no good. It's tipped out, rebound Russell. She drives, and in the lane, scores. That's her first two-point basket after making two threes early on. 16-5, Schulzberg. Ball comes right side to Rulin. Libby throws it back to Board. Entry pass for Chloe Darling, knocked away by Schulzberg. Darling gives it over to Martin, and a foul called on Schulzberg. That'll be their first. Foul is on number four, Taylor Russell. In for the Hornets, Carly Meaden and Ella Weiss. As Coach Adsett makes a quick switch, and Richland Center will put it in play. 16-5, Schulzberg in the lead. Meaden brings it in. Darling catches, throws it inside. Weiss. Weiss puts it on the floor. Back to Meaden. Three for the deep corner. On the rim, no good. Rebound by Weiss. Ella kicks it out. Darling back to Meaden. Ball fake. She thought about a three. Drives a little closer in the lane and is fouled. Body foul on the way by. Not on the shot, it doesn't look like. So the foul is on Taylor Russell. That will be her second. And the Hornets will have the ball on the out-of-bounds line. Into the game for the Miners, number four, Haley Durst. And number one, Isabel Weigel. And Meaden will put it in play from the baseline. Meaden lobs it in. Weiss grabs it in the corner. Back to Darling, just off the left wing. Fires now to Meaden. And she'll drive back, passes to the right side. Board gives it now to Burns. Inside it goes, a roll over to Meaden. She picks it up, heavy pressure from Schulzberg. Carly on a drive, nowhere to go, swings it down low. Weiss grabs it in the corner. Weiss with the basketball knocked away and out of bounds, off the hands of Courtney Thin. And that'll come back now to the Hornets. In for Richland Center is Riley Teschner. Riley seeing her first action tonight. Another freshman for the Hornets. Ball comes in for Chloe Darling in the corner. Fires it back now to Meaden. Now Weiss, top of the circle. Back it goes, left side to Meaden. Meaden on a drive, right side, Addie Board. It's stripped away and out of bounds by Olivia Brown of the Miners. Richland Center basketball right near the Miners' bench. Screens are set. And the pass comes in play. Board gives it back to Meaden. Inside Darling. Darling leans in. Ball knocked loose. And picked up. Now knocked away. Picked up by Darling. Goes in with a left-hand shot in traffic. No good. Rebound pulled down by Courtney Thine. Throws it up ahead. Shot no good for Brown, but she is fouled. And will go to the free throw line. The official bringing the number over. We're even in fouls now. Or are we? No, this is Richland Center's fourth. I take that back. This is the foul called on number 10, Addie Board, her first. Free throw is good. Brown is 3 for 3 from the line. She'll get another. This one in the air, and that one is perfect. So that makes it 18-5 in favor of Schulzberg. Hornets in the backcourt. Carly Meaden takes it across, throws to Chloe Darling. Darling throws it high and out of bounds, attending it in the corner for Teschner. It will come back to the Miners. And the pass comes in play. Bringing the ball is Olivia Brown. Brown across the timeline, lobs it over to Russell on the right. Now back to Brown on the left. Down to the baseline, nothing. Back to Brown, lobs it back door. That ball is knocked away, picked up by the Miners for a three shot on the way. No good for Russell. Camden shot rims off. Addie Board goes to get the ball. She is pressured. Needs some help. Fires it back to Carly Meaden. And now the Hornets work it up near midcourt. Pass comes over to Darling. Lobs it back to Board. Three on the way for the Hornets. It is good for Addie Board. Their second triple, and it is 18-8. Schulzberg. They lead by 10, 9:25 remaining in the first half. Miners lob the basketball to Camden Russell. Russell on the left wing, throws it to the baseline. There's a shot up, no, block out of bounds off of Carly Meaden. It will be Schulzberg basketball. Kylie Burns hustles back into the game for the Hornets, and Stella Spillane for the Miners. Schulzberg with an entry pass, caught in the middle. Tough shot, up, no good, foul called. Courtney Finn will go to the free throw line. And the foul is on Richland Center, the team's fifth. This one is whistled against Ella Weiss. That's her first. Free throw in the air, and that one is on the rim, and no good. One more for Courtney. Gets the ball back from the official. Second throw in the air, no good. One-hand rebound pulled down there by Kylie Burns. Out of the pass, picked off by the Schulzberg Miners. Quick pass for Durst, and she will score. Haley Durst on the assist from Olivia Brown, and that makes it 20-8, Schulzberg. Hornets with the basketball, right wing. Addie Board throws it low. Ella Weiss, Tron, 10-footer from the baseline on the way. No good. Rebound, Schulzberg. Nothing going for the Hornets on the offensive board. And it comes across now to Schulzberg. Down to the baseline, Durst. They'll swing it across. Brown around the wheel. Good movement of the ball. Olivia Brown on a drive. Tough shot. Got it. Hammers it off the glass, and it went in. 22-8, Schulzberg. They have scored the last couple of times down the floor. Left side, Kylie Burns. Back to Meaden. Now Burns along two from the wing. It is no good. Rebound pulled down by Fenn, and it comes back now the other way. Taken on the right side by Brown. Taken by Weigel. Ball kicked by the Hornets. And out of bounds. It'll belong to Schulzberg at midcourt. Lady Miners bring back number two, Camden Russell. And the Hornets bring in Ava Martin, number 30. 22-8, Schulzberg in the lead. Camden Russell passes it. Weigel just across the line. Leaves the dribble. Lobs it high on the near side. Camden Russell down to the baseline. Durst back to Russell. Looking back door. Ball knocked away. Nice steal by Kylie Burns. Tapped it away. It actually hit the basket. And she catches it and grabs it, gives it back to Carly Meaden. Carly across the timeline, and the Hornets throw it away a little bit too fast on the fast break. And Schulzberg will have it back. Ball is chased down, way out of bounds. Takes a little while to find it sometimes. All right, here we go. Camden Russell puts it in play. Isabel Weigel back to Russell. And she'll drive from the left wing. Gives up the dribble. Bounce feet, free throw line. A kick to the corner. Here is Durst setting up for a three. It is good. So a nice shot there by the Schulzberg Lady Miners. And that makes it 25-8. Pass goes left side. Caught by Martin. Lobs back to the near side. Burns. Now to Weigel. Left side. Almost knocked away. Picked up again by the Hornets. Here's a three on the way, and that is no good for Meaden. Rebound Weiss. Over to the left side, Meaden. Back to Darling. Three on the way. Hornets good! Chloe Darling with her second triple, and it is 25-11. Richland Center with three threes tonight, and 1-2. Ball comes across the timeline for Camden Russell. She'll push it into the lane, drives, and scores. Schulzberg doing a good job of taking it to the rim. And that makes it 27-11. Carly Meaden throws it left side to Ava Martin. Back to Meaden. Right side here caught by Burns. Meaden on a drive, throws it near side, knocked away, and a foul called on the Miners. That'll be a number 11, and that is Stella Spillane. Schulzberg brings Taylor Russell back into the lineup. And a timeout is taken. 6:25 remaining in the first half. Schulzberg off to a 27-11 lead here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Meister Log & Lumber would like to remind all landowners with timber property that trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log & Lumber Company to help you manage your property timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413. BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Boys basketball, Cuba City leads Iowa Grand 33-21 at half. Cashton is leading Westby 25-24. Viroqua 32-22 over Mauston at half. Among the boys' scores, Highland 74, Lancaster 66. Ball comes in play for the Hornets, out of the timeout. 27-11 they trail. Here to Schulzberg. Right side, Kylie Burns. Goes left side, Meaden. And then just up for the baseline, Ava Martin back to Weiss. Near side, Burns shows it to the D, puts it on the floor, drives, gives it back to Chloe, and then now Meaden, left side, Martin on a drive from the left wing, backs off, keeps the dribble, fires it back to Meaden, caught nearby Burns, nothing, back to Wise for three, Ellis three, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Schulzberg's Taylor Russell. Outlet pass now, Olivia Brown catches it. In stride, goes down to the baseline. They'll find a wide-open player, Taylor Russell, and she scores off the pass from Olivia Brown. 29-11 in favor of the Lady Miners. Hornets with a basketball. Meaden up ahead to Weiss. Wide open to the other end, and Ellen lays it in good. Meaden with the assist, 29-13. Good fast break by the Hornets that time, finding the open person. Schulzberg across the timeline. Brown to Russell, over to the corner, three on the way. That is good for Stella Spillane. That is her second triple. 32-13, Schulzberg out to a big lead. Meaton with the basketball. Carly brings it across the timeline, throws it to Chloe Darling. Ball is tapped loose, and now a jump ball call. Darling ties up there with Brown, and the pass will come in bounds for Schulzberg. Libby Rulin is in for Ella Weiss. Hornets make a quick switch with 5 minutes remaining in this first half. And Olivia Brown will walk it across the half-court line. Hornets changing defense, matching up person to person. Meaden almost got a steal. Pass comes down to Brown. She'll drive lane, throws it low. Schulzberg lost it out of bounds. It will belong to the Hornets. Along the baseline. Good student representation here tonight. On a Tuesday night, some went to watch the team wrestling going on tonight at River Valley. Team sectional wrestling. Pass comes in play. Libby Rulin, right side, top of the circle. That's Meaden. Darling, far side. Driving now is Martin. Ava's cut off. Ava looks inside, lobs it back to Rulin. Goes left side to Meaden. Pass caught by Martin. Top of the circle, held up by Burns. Pass back to the right side, and Rulin, left side Martin. Good defense by Schulzberg. Hornets just trying to find an opening. Rulin meets it in the deep corner. Nothing to go. Gives it back to the top of the wheel. Now taken there by Burns. Finds Meaden. Back to Darling. Chloe drives, takes a shot. It's blocked, and a foul called on Taylor Russell. That would be her third, if it is indeed on her. And that is the case. That's her third. So going in to shoot will be number 15, Chloe Darling. Chloe tonight with 2 3-point baskets. This one up, and it is good. 32-14. Russell will come out of the game with those three fouls. Back in is Jesse Ray, number 20. Free throw is on the rim and good for Chloe Darling. That'll make it 32-15. Schulzberg basketball. And they'll walk it up across the timeline. Just less than 4 minutes remaining in the first half. Ball goes to Camden Russell. Russell back to Olivia Brown. Brown on a drive. Gets down deep. Shot good. And a plus one. Schulzberg taking it to the hoop throughout the night. And so Brown scores. She will get a plus one off a foul on Libby Rulin. That is her first. Into the game for Richland Center will be Ella Weiss. And looks like Chloe Darling will get a rest. Free throw for Schulzberg. The plus one, it is in and out. And the rebound taken by Richland Center's Kylie Burns. Burns brings it the other way. Looks to the inside. Nothing there. Knocked away. Picked up now by Schulzberg. They're on the run. Olivia Brown. Two on three. Throws to the outside. Three from the wing. It is good for Camden Russell. She's got three of them all from that exact same spot. 37-15 in favor of the visiting Miners tonight. 3:14 remaining in the first half. Left side, Ava Martin. Martin for Ella Weiss. Weiss turns in from the free throw line. Now fires into the corner. Taken by Meaden. Back to Burns. Rulin to the baseline. Martin. Now back to Weiss at the free throw line. Near side, Meaden for three on the way. Bangs off the iron. And the rebound chased down. Good hustle in the corner by Ava Martin. And they now say she stepped out of bounds. It will be Schulzberg basketball. Addie Board is in for Richland Center. And so is Riley Teschner. 37-15, Schulzberg in the lead, 2:45 remaining here in the first half. And the Miners will walk it across the timeline. Ball comes to Camden, so she'll penetrate a bit, throws it to the baseline. And then Ray brings it back, top of the circle. Weigel on a drive, cut off around the baseline. They'll give it back and reset, top of the circle. Bounce feed low, there's a wide open person. Shot of the way, no good for time. And the rebound by Brown. Tough shot put back. Good. Olivia Brown having a big first half here for Schulzberg. That makes it 39-15. Richland Center basketball. Hornets bring it on the right side to Teschner. Now Weiss and Rulin knocked away and out of bounds. Hornets at any one time can have up to four freshmen on the floor. Right now with Board and Weiss. And let's see, Tester. They have three freshmen out there. Back into the game is Weigel. And back into the game is Meaden for Richland Center. Darling with a shot in the lane, no good. Rebound by Schulzberg, they'll take it the other way. Camden Russell hands off Olivia Brown to the right side. And now on a drive, Stella Spillane. Little runner on the way and good. Spillane with a shot in the lane to make it 41-15. Schulzberg, a minute 35 remaining in the first half. Ella Weiss back to Carly Meaden. Meaden to Weiss, free throw line left. Back to Meaden. Cross court Board inside. Darling posting up. Throws to the lane. Teschner kicks it out. Board for three on the rim, no good. Rebound put back by Weiss, no good. And a foul called. And going to the line will be Ella Weiss. Ella with a basket tonight. She's had a good season for the Hornets. Again, tough growing up on the varsity floor as a freshman, but she's done well. Here goes a foul called. It's on Stella Spillane. That's her second. And the free throw by Weiss. The first one is on the rim and no good. All of Schulzberg fouls are amongst two players. Three for Taylor Russell and two for Stella Spillane. Here comes the next throw for Ella Weiss. It's in the air, no good. Line violation is called, and Schulzberg will get the ball back. Timeout to find the ball in the backcourt. And the Scholesburg Lady Miners bring it across the half-court line. Prairie du Chien leads Cuba City 29-25 at halftime in girls basketball. Mineral Point 22-19 over Dodgeville. Here goes the Scholesburg shot from the lane. It's no good, but Brown is fouled, and she'll head back to the line. This one is on Ella Weiss, and that is her second. For Richland Center, their seventh. So bonus from here on out, over a minute left in the first half. Free throw is good. Brown is 5 for 5 from the line. We'll get her second look now. Gets it back from the official. Couple of dribbles. This one is up, and it is in. 6 of 6 from the line in the first half. Pretty impressive. 43-15. Scholesburg with a lead. Bringing it across the half-court line is Meaden. Under a minute to play now in the first half. Weiss to Darling. Over to Borg. Now a pass near side. Weiss for a three from the wing. Banks off. Rebound fought for. And a jump ball call. Addie Borg ties up with Olivia Brown. And the Hornets will get it back. Chloe Darling. Carly Meaden. Who's going to inbound? Meaden will. Picks her set across the lane. And Meaden lobs it in. Weiss catches on the far side. Lobs it back to Board. Here's Darling for three for the wing. On the rim, no good. Rebound Weiss. Good on the putback. Well done. The Hornets struggling to get some offensive boards and putbacks, but they do there. 43-17. 32 seconds remaining in the first half. Scholesburg with a basketball. Now Russell throws it back door. Hornets leaving that open pretty consistently, and Scholesburg scores again. Basket this time is hit by number one, Isabel Weigel. That's her first. Ball to Darling. Near side. Quick move. Teschner throws it inside. Stolen away. And that'll bring it back the other way for the Miners. They'll take it. Left side. On a drive. Nothing. Throwing it in. Shot no good. And the ball is going to be out of bounds off of Scholesburg. Pass comes in play. Baseball pass going the other way. And it is incomplete at the end as they try to get a shot up. And the score at halftime, I've got 43-19. I don't think that's what the board says right now. I think they may have given the last basket on the wrong side. But we'll check that out for you at halftime. Scholesburg with a big lead. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. I'm Phil Mee, and this is high school girls basketball coverage on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center Hornets will be involved in the upcoming Wisconsin Dells individual sectional this weekend. Hornet girl wrestlers will be involved for the first time at the sectional level, and five wrestlers will be involved for the boys program: Ethan Haiti, Mason Jelenic, Cole Brenninger, Teague Perkins, and Braden Kleppe. I asked Richland Center head wrestling coach Silas Coleman how he thought the regional at Richland Center went this past Saturday.
I think overall as a team, I thought they wrestled really well throughout the entire day. It wasn't just kind of a one-round, everybody wrestled well type of a thing. Even our guys that were in the wrestle backs wrestled really well, and that helped us out just gain some team points and being able to finish where we did as a team.
To get five out of there with the amount of wrestlers you have there, that's a pretty good percentage, isn't it?
Yeah, we started off the day with nine, and to get five through is a number I'm pretty happy with. And we were close to getting a six through as well, so I'm pretty pleased overall.
Looking at this weekend and the pairings, how do things look for the Hornets?
Overall, I'm pretty happy with the pairings that we got. I think that we're going to match up good. And some of the guys that we haven't seen before we'll be able to watch tonight at the team sectional in River Valley. So we're going to head over tonight and watch some of that just to kind of see what we're dealing with there. But I think overall the pairings look pretty good.
And you have to be in the top three. That's a pretty difficult day if you have to come back in the consolation bracket, isn't it?
Yeah, makes for a long day of wrestling. And like I said, it's easier to get it done on the front half of the bracket, but if you got to do it on the backside, you've got to keep wrestling hard and get through each round.
How many girl wrestlers will represent Richland Center this weekend?
Right now we're hoping to have three of them wrestling and represent.